Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Gemini and Mercury Remastered by Andy Saunders is a visually driven history of America's first human spaceflights, presenting the Mercury and Gemini programs through newly restored imagery and clear mission context. Saunders is known for meticulous photo restoration, and this book applies modern scanning and digital cleanup to archival NASA materials, so the earliest steps of crewed space exploration appear sharper, more legible, and more immediate to contemporary readers. Rather than treating these programs as a brief prelude to Apollo, the book frames them as hard-won learning laboratories that establish procedures, hardware confidence, and astronaut skills. Readers can expect a mission-oriented progression that highlights spacecraft design, launch operations, in-flight realities, and recovery, alongside the human dimension of risk, decision-making, and teamwork. The result is both an accessible narrative and a reference-friendly visual record, aimed at space enthusiasts who want to see familiar milestones with renewed clarity and understand why Mercury and Gemini mattered so much. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Mercury as the first proof of crewed spaceflight. A central theme is how Project Mercury functioned as a rapid, high-stakes validation that humans could survive, launch, weightlessness, re-entry, and recovery in a compact capsule. The book places the program in its early Cold War context while keeping the emphasis on practical engineering and operational challenges, heat shield reliability, guidance, communications, biomedical monitoring, and the sheer constraints of fitting a pilot and essential systems into a tiny spacecraft. By tracking the arc from early test flights to orbital missions, the narrative shows how each step reduced uncertainty and built institutional confidence. The remastered imagery supports this story by making ground operations, capsule details, and recovery scenes easier to examine, helping readers grasp how much was being improvised and standardized at once. The book also underscores that Mercury was not only about heroism, but about building repeatable processes, launch countdown discipline, tracking networks, contingency planning, and criteria for go or no-go decisions. Those foundations, forged under intense public scrutiny, became the template for more complex missions that followed. Secondly, Gemini as the bridge from simple orbits to lunar readiness, the book highlights Gemini as the program that transformed the United States from basic orbital capability into a force able to attempt lunar missions. Gemini introduced longer duration flights, two-person crews, and a spacecraft that could maneuver, all of which were necessary to master the practicalities of space operations. Through mission progression, the narrative conveys why staying in orbit for days mattered, how crew workload changed, and how engineers learned to manage power, life support, and thermal control over extended timelines. The discussion of mission planning emphasizes that Gemini was structured as a deliberate skill-building ladder, with each flight adding new objectives while still protecting safety margins. Remastered photographs help illustrate the design differences from Mercury, the realities inside the cockpit, and the evolving hardware and procedures on the ground. The book also makes clear that Gemini was not a sideshow to Apollo, but a prerequisite. It trained astronauts and controllers to think in terms of rendezvous geometry, system redundancy, and precision navigation, turning spaceflight into something closer to controlled operations than experimental stunt. Thirdly, rendezvous and docking as the decisive technical leap. One of the most important topics is the mastery of rendezvous and docking, a capability that underpinned the lunar mission architecture ultimately used for Apollo. The book explains how meeting another vehicle in orbit is a problem of timing, relative motion, and careful fuel management rather than simple pursuit. Gemini flights progressively demonstrated radar-assisted navigation, orbital phasing, and station keeping, leading to successful dockings with target vehicles. This section emphasizes both the math-driven planning and the human factors of executing delicate maneuvers while monitoring multiple systems. Readers see why these achievements were transformative, once a crew could reliably approach, match orbits, and connect with another craft. Complex missions, such as assembling, resupplying, or transferring between vehicles, became feasible. The remastered visuals add value by clarifying hardware interfaces, target vehicle configurations, and the operational environment during these encounters. The book frames rendezvous not as a single moment of triumph, but as a disciplined choreography learned through incremental testing, setbacks, and procedural refinement that strengthened NASA confidence in multi-vehicle space operations. Fourthly, spacewalks and the realities of working outside the spacecraft. Another key topic is extravehicular activity, presented as an essential but unexpectedly difficult skill. The book covers how early spacewalks revealed that moving and working in microgravity demanded new tools, new body control techniques, and better planning than initially assumed. Instead of portraying EVA as a straightforward extension of piloting, the narrative shows it as a physically taxing activity shaped by suit stiffness, limited visibility, tether management, and the challenge of stabilizing the body without firm handholds. Gemini missions provided critical lessons about task selection, time budgeting, fatigue, and safety procedures, including how crews re-entered the capsule and managed suit systems. The remastered imagery supports a more grounded understanding of these events by making suit details, handholds, and equipment clearer, turning famous moments into practical case studies. This topic also reinforces the broader point that early programs were about discovering constraints, the environment punished inefficiency, and success required iterative redesign. EVA lessons directly influenced later mission design, from spacecraft hatches and restraint systems to training methods that better prepared astronauts for real work in space. Lastly, photo restoration as a new lens on a familiar era beyond the missions themselves, the book foregrounds the value of restoration and curation as a form of historical interpretation. By presenting remastered archival imagery, it invites readers to reconsider well-known events with greater visual fidelity, revealing subtle technical and human details that older reproductions often obscured. This topic explores how improved clarity can change understanding, hardware markings become readable, cockpit layouts more legible, and the texture of facilities, suits, and recovery operations more tangible. The restoration approach also functions as a bridge between audiences, serving both casual readers who want an engaging visual experience and serious enthusiasts who appreciate precise photographic documentation. The book balances spectacle with context, using images to support explanations of procedures, engineering choices, and the lived reality of astronaut work. It implicitly argues that the Mercury and Gemini story is not only preserved in timelines and mission reports, but also in visuals that capture the complexity of doing something never done before. In that sense, the book becomes both a narrative history and a refreshed archive that encourages closer, more informed looking. In conclusion, this book is best suited to space history fans, aerospace students, model builders, and general readers who want an accurate, mission-grounded look at the Mercury and Gemini programs without wading through dense technical documents. It also works well for readers who have read about Apollo and now want to understand the earlier programs that made lunar missions operationally possible. The practical benefit is perspective. You see how big achievements are built from controlled experiments, incremental capability upgrades, and constant attention to risk. That lesson translates beyond spaceflight into how to approach complex projects, teamwork, and decision-making under uncertainty. Compared with many general histories that reuse familiar, low-resolution images, Gemini and Mercury Remastered stands out by pairing clear narrative framing with restored visuals that reward careful study. The remastering does not just make the book prettier, it makes the history easier to understand, because hardware, procedures, and environments are more readable. If you value books that can function as both an inspiring overview and a reference you return to, this one is worth buying for the combination of credible context and high-quality visual documentation. If you would like to support Andy Saunders, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.